Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're going to be playing a clip here in a minute, and it's by this virologist. And folks, you really need to listen to this very, very carefully. And I have to find it. I got to find this clip, and I'm, you know what I did? Let me see. I've got to make sure. I went to in the wrong direction, trying to pull it down. And well, I'll just tell you this. It talks about in the evil days, and I'm trying to pick it back up and find to tell you who this virologist is, but apparently, let's see. Nope, I got to go back one day. Well, go ahead and play the clip, and I'll fill that in later.
With every single doctor that I speak to who is managing COVID patients, we all together put repurposed drugs together. So I'm going to go to you, Dr. Shankara. You know, is there anything brand new that you are suddenly using for COVID, or have you taken a combination of already existing drugs to manage your patients?
Nasiba, I think it's I do need a combination of drugs with pharmaceuticals to manage these patients. There's a lot going on.
Nothing new. My question is, did you have to wait for some new thing? They said new virus. Was there a new drug that you waited for, or was it just existing drugs?
Existing. Look, I think the perspective around what's happening is vitally important. We need to understand what the aim is. Everyone knows that there's inconsistencies, that there's fear-mongering, that there's coercion, but we need to understand why. Why is that there? Now, the most important thing I think for us to understand is that the pathogen that was causing all the death in COVID illness. Now, I use the word COVID illness because we haven't really isolated the coronavirus that causes it. But in COVID illness, the pathogen is spike protein. And spike protein is what the vaccine is meant to make in your body. So if I had to give you my opinion as to what is happening on a global scale, and a lot of the work that I'm doing behind the scenes is in this direction. Spike protein is one of the most contrived toxins or poisons that man has ever made. And the aim of this toxin is to kill billions without anyone noticing it. So it's a poison with an agenda. Now, we've got an engineered virus and we've got a mandated vaccine that follow on each other. So basically what looks like has transpired here, they've engineered a virus and put on this weapons grade package onto it called spike protein. Now, spike protein,
what
remember.
I was when you want to sing something from Telegram.
Sorry, please, Grace, can you mute your mic, please?
Put your finger and you hold your finger down.
Sorry, Dr. Let me just mute Grace there. Sorry, Dr. Shankara, please continue.
Yes. So now we've got this most elaborately engineered toxin. Now, it's been put into a virus, or let's call it a vector, and we've exposed the planet to a small dose of it. Now, initially, spike protein triggers an allergic reaction. And the allergic reaction, if untreated, causes death. It's what we've seen with COVID illness. But that is not the end game. That is to test the water. So you're going to get a small percentage of people react. We'll see all the deaths. The eighth day is when this reaction occurs. So best we isolate the planet for 14 days so nobody notices when this occurs. People get to hospital too late. We mandate protocols in hospitals to engineer death and damage, to steer all the fear and the rest that we need. We create all the confusion. We make sure we steer humanity towards mass formation. We take away all the faith that we have, all the hope. We keep people isolated. So we've been conned into thinking giving away our freedoms would be the best thing for us. So the safest place for us was in jail. And that's where we all are at this point in time. But the game that they played with this engineered virus was to justify the vaccination of the planet. Now, the vaccination of the planet will expose us to spike protein for a longer period. So spike protein, if we understand what it's meant to do, yes, initially it will trigger an immune response and an allergic kind of reaction, and we'd have immediate deaths from that. But you don't poison someone and they die immediately, you'll notice the poisoning. So straight away, when you give a vaccine, the first 14 days after a vaccine, any side effects cannot be attributable to the vaccine, because that is where all the allergic reactions would lie. Following that, we're going to see the endothelial injuries that this vaccine causes with its, or the spike protein, with its influence on ACE2 receptors. Those are the deaths that are meant to follow, and they will never be pinned onto spike protein, a very well-engineered toxin. Now, spike protein is also a membrane protein. So the mRNA will distribute this throughout our body. It will be made in various tissues around our body. It will be incorporated into those membranes around our body, into those specific tissues. Those tissues will be recognized as foreign, and will trigger a host of autoimmune responses. So the deaths that are meant to follow the vaccinations will never be able to be pinned on the poison. They will be too diverse, they will be too many, and they will be too in broader time frame for us to understand that we have been poisoned. And I think this is the big plan. It is dependent. This toxin is dependent on the host's response to it. Mm. Just like the eighth day and what followed COVID infection or illness was dependent on a host response. So we got mild, moderate, and severe illness post eighth day, and it confused all of us. So we keep talking about COVID pneumonia, but we're chasing the virus. And the virus was just the vector to give us a taste of the poison. Now, this toxin in the long term is going to get people with pre-existing illness to have those illnesses exacerbated. It has bits of prion in it. It has bits of HIV protein in it. It is definitely engineered. So people with cancers are going to have their cancers flare up, and we'll say they died of the cancer. People with vessel injuries or predisposition, like our diabetics and hypertensives, are going to have strokes and heart attacks and the rest at varying times, and we'll attribute those to their pre-existing conditions. People are going to develop over time autoimmune conditions, the diversity of which will never be addressed by any pharmaceutical intervention because they are far too targeted. And so we've got a rough road coming. But I think if people understand what the intention is, then we'll understand why what's happened has happened. The illogic, the coercion, the suppression is all warranted if you understand that there is a bigger plan. This plan is to make sure that we can control and kill off a large proportion of our population without anyone suspecting that we were poisoned. And so I think the justification for everything we see is warranted in understanding the end game. We've given up our freedoms. We were told that jail is the best place for us to be secure. So we willingly went down that road. Now today, if we want our freedoms back, they've got a mandated vaccine. We were herded like cattle into a kraal, and the only way out is through the dip. And that is where we lost our freedoms. And so I think there's a huge picture at play. The vaccines make absolutely no sense. We were sold the vaccine as our savior from the start. And if we look at the science does not play out. The vaccine is absolutely nonsensical. We keep fighting about how good or bad the vaccine is. I just want to make 2 points on the vaccinations. Vaccines are meant to stimulate immunity, and in doing so, prevent infection and prevent transmission. That is what gives a vaccine a population or group benefit. So if you take the vaccine, by not getting the virus or transmitting it, you protect me. Now, clearly, that has not occurred. The vaccines do not do that. Now they claim that the vaccine has a benefit in preventing severe illness and death. That is a therapeutic benefit. My intervention with treatment does the same, but I do not expose the entire world to the side effects of my treatment. I only expose sick people to that. And that therapeutic benefit does not come from immunity, but it comes from the vaccine exposing you to spike protein and building a measure of tolerance to an allergen, not to any immune-mediated response to a virus. So the virus distracts us from the big picture. It's spike protein that's the toxin here. Secondly, the prevention of severe illness and death is an individual benefit if it actually does that. So if you take the vaccine, it prevents you getting severely ill or dying. It has no group benefit and doesn't benefit me at all. So why am I being coerced into forcing you to take the vaccine to benefit me? To just put that into perspective for a layman, skydiving is an individual risk and an individual benefit that does not influence anyone around me. And so my right to choose to skydive is vitally important. Now, they want me to skydive because they say it benefits humanity. Now, they can't prove the science, and they can't tell me how this act of mine is going to benefit humanity, yet they insist I do it. When I didn't and I can't see the science, they offered me a beer and a donut, but I still don't want to skydive. You still haven't proven the science, and tell me how it's going to benefit humanity. Now, it looks like they want to push me out the plane, but when I look up, the parachute they provide me is full of holes, and they don't want to admit to that. And I see a few dead bodies lying on the ground, and they tell me they're fast asleep. I don't believe that. Now, if they can prove a population benefit to the vaccine, maybe I'll take this plunge for the benefit of humanity. But until that point, we are being coerced.
Very well said, Dr. Shankara, and thank you. Thank you so much for that. You know,
All right, there you go. So I have an article here that says, it says, duty to warn, fully informed consent to child vaccines. I'm going to save this because it's very good. It's lengthy for another time. But I want folks out there listening to us right now to remember who it was that warned you about these vaccines. Who it was. I mean, you won't hear anybody, even on Fox News. Even on Fox News, they've kind of walked it back a little bit, you know, when they were promoting the vax. Now they've walked it back and they're promoting a person's right to have the to take the poison, you know, and that's good. That's good that they're defending our rights not to have the poisonous poke if we don't want one. Okay, and that's because the influence that they are under by the big pharma. I mean, if all you have to do is take a look at who's advertising it, and big pharma says you want our money, you're going to do what we tell you to do. And that's what these hospitals, that's why You never would have thought, you know, that. But John and John, we saw the same thing happen in Nazi Germany. We saw the hospitals and the doctors give up their ethics under Hitler. And we're seeing now the doctors, the MDs, and that giving up their surrendering their morals and their values and their ethics under Big Pharma, aren't they?
They sure are, Pastor Ernie. And the medical, I call it the Babylonian medical societies, what they've done is they're corporations now. And it's not the patient who is the focus. It's really the dollar signs. The money is what's the focus. So all integrity can go out the window when money is involved. So it depends upon the hospitals, Pastor Ernie. One hospital can have high ethics, and another one on the other side of the city, it could start to be a killing machine in there. They want everybody identified with COVID. They get bonuses when COVID people are in there. They get bonuses if they use a ventilator. And if they die, they get money. And it all adds up to about $35,000 to $40,000 for every COVID patient, Pastor.
Well, now the AMA used to be an organization 20, 30 years ago. You talked about the AMA. It was an organization that had legitimacy and credibility. But now the AMA has lost all of its credibility. I mean, you know, when they started promoting and pushing this stuff, but even stupid things, like when they come out and they said they're no longer going to put genders on birth certificates because there's no real proof that there are genders. This is unbelievable. Okay. But, they've gone woke. This is all a part of the Antichrist system. So I've got absolutely right now. I've lost all credibility, and unless
Tony,
yeah.
You know, the other factor in there is coercion. In Pennsylvania, Senator Mastriano held a rally for medical freedom, they call it, and that means no coercion to take the JAG for your job. And one of the speakers at that rally last week was a hospitalist, which means a doctor that works only in a hospital. And she was not going to go with the program, and so she was fired. And she said that many of the people that, you know, I don't know how many percentage-wise, that are in the hospital are saying to her, "Are you going to throw your career on the spear of this and, you know, die on this?" And she said, "Well, I'm going to die on the point that we need to have our constitutional rights, and she's not going to give them up." And according to her, there were people in there that agreed with her but didn't have the courage to stand forward and lose their jobs. So this coercion is very powerful now, Pastor Ernie.
Well, you very know, powerful. What does the Bible say about the fearful and the abominable? You know, here, you know, you have those, you know, those folks out there, you know, that know that. I mean, you're better to starve with integrity than to feast as a prostitute. You know, what does it tell you over in James 4:4? Somebody read that, James 4:4. But anyhow, here again, I've seen a number of these doctors again. Now we know the frontline doctors, and they're going to, there's a movement in that area, in a couple areas right now, too, where it comes to people are starting their own universities. The alumni of ITT, a number of those alumni got together, and they pulled their funding from ITT because it's gone woke, and they're building their own university where there's freedom of speech, okay? And so, and we're seeing these frontline doctors coming together, and it looks like they're going to build their own hospital. See, the, right now it's under the AMA is in charge of all this. They've placed themselves. We got to break. We got to get rid of that. We've got to stop that. One of the things we have to do is we've got to get the communists out of Washington. The idea, when he says build back better, what he is talking, and folks, listen to me. I'm not kidding you. This is absolutely true what I'm telling you. To build back, they're talking about tearing the country completely down, destroying the country completely, and then starting all over is what they're talking about, putting everybody out of work. Do you understand what I'm telling you, okay?
Yes, Mr. Ernie, that's exactly what I said earlier. You know, you're picking up on what I said earlier, that they're our enemies. They're at war with us. We've got to look at these decisions are literally trying to destroy us. And one thing we have to add, Pastor Ernie, and really keep conscious of this, is in destroying the country, they mean killing tens of millions of us along the way. These are the real deal, folks. These are murdering psychopaths now that we see there in this agenda that they're pushing.
You know, it's an interesting thing that you say that, because one of the articles there, they just took a poll. The majority of Americans now say that Tony Fauci is a psychopath. As Dr. Fauci has repeatedly lied under oath about his funding of the Wuhan Laboratory's gain-of-function research on deadly viruses, Fauci repeatedly lied to Senator Rand Paul during sensitive testimony on this illicit funding. Well, now there's a number of congressmen that want to prosecute him. This guy is responsible for the deaths of millions of people here. It's worse than we thought. Fauci and top U.S. doctors caught. They conspired to disqualify hydroxychloroquine as COVID treatment. Millions are dead as a result. The Gateway Pundit has reported extensively that the past year on the effects of hydroxychloroquine in treating the COVID-19 virus. We know now that Fauci and the medical ethics conspired to ban. I heard them in that film, the use of this very successful drug. We reported early how Fauci used bogus studies to disqualify hydroxychloroquine in treating coronavirus. Okay, and so it goes on to talk about.
We know exactly what they did in those bogus studies. What they did was, they waited until the patients were pretty well near dead. They gave them the hydroxychloroquine, and then they gave large doses that could be fatal. And that's when they came up with the results. Oh, you take hydroxychloroquine, you'll die. It was a complete setup, Pastor Ernie. Complete.
I know.
Pastor Ernie, that was exposed on your radio show in May of 2020. And that radio show is still posted as an announcement on our Facebook page here, Perry County Real News. So you were on the leading edge here of, exposing this is exactly what John said. They deliberately did it, and we have, I believe, empirical evidence that it happened. So all they got to do is go listen to that radio show.
All righty. Well, we're going to do.
Can I add something, Pastor Ernie?
Sure. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, a very good friend of mine, he has a lot of physical issues, and he felt that if he got COVID-19, he would die from it. So I told him, you don't have to be that concerned, because he wanted to take the vaccines. I said, you could take like hydroxychloroquine, and at the first sign, you start taking other things. Oh, no, I listened to Fauci, and Fauci said that damages your heart. I'm not taking the hydroxychloroquine. It damages your heart. There it is, Pastor Ernie. Right there. There's the fruit, or the rotten fruit, of what Fauci did. So he went out and took, he got one shot and got a booster shot. Now it hasn't killed him, but in the long run, it's going to do a lot of damage. But Fauci's lies were picked up by people following this very closely. And then rather than having the cure for it and having it on hand, where you could have it on hand yourself, no, he got the shot. So
here's a question for you, John. A while back, several months ago, I said there was a very well-known evangelist who said he was promoting taking the poison. And I said, he will regret doing that. He will regret doing that. And this is really going to come back and haunt him. And I couldn't believe, if I hadn't heard it from my own ears, that he would be promoting this. And now that very well-known who took the shot now was just hospitalized for myocarditis. Who was that man?
Oh, that was Franklin Graham.
Yep, you're right. Wow.
Yeah, and the very thing that attacks the parts of especially young men, that's what he was suffering from.
Yep. Well, he's not exactly a young man. He's not as old as we are, but he's not exactly a young man. But it just said, in fact, on this article that I've got, it says most of the men, by the way, it targets men more than women, much more, and it says most of them are young men, and it's had a tremendous effect in the Israeli army. They have really made a mess of things there. Now, they cannot be undone. This is once this happens, you can't undo it, okay? And according to this article I have, usually after that, the people usually live about, once they've got that mark, they live about 10 years. And so let's open the phone line, take some calls. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673 nationwide. 888-677-9673 nationwide. Before we take a first call, people say, you got to let us know when the church services are. This is for this area up here in Northeast Ohio. Church services starts at 9 a.m. That's 9 a.m. with praise and worship. At 9:30, with an in-depth Bible study. At 9:30, in-depth Bible study. And then we at 11:15, we do the morning service starts. And then we normally at 4 o'clock, we're doing a series because what I'm going to be preaching on is the Antichrist satanic involvement. What we're really up against, we're up against powers and principalities, and this is what we're really fighting, folks. This is the times that we're living in. And so we have a very good series on that. And then at 5 o'clock, we've had some tremendous series on the things like some of the clips that I just played to you. We have videos, and it's much more important that you watch the video. And then at 6 o'clock, we have the regular service. Now, the address is 140. Boy, I'm going to tell you. Let me think for a second. I've said this all the time. It's been a long day, and I'm really tired today. It's 14781. That's right, 14781. Sperry, it's Sperry Road, Newberry. It's Newbury, Ohio, and the zip there is 44065. If you can't find us, the phone number to call is 440-338-1036 or 440-338-1367. And so there you go, folks. Now, we have out in San Diego in California, Jack, you're in the air.
Yeah, you know, this is very interesting talking about the vaccine tonight. I'm 72. I have not taken the vaccine because I just don't trust the government. I don't understand, if this was all on the up and up, why the CDC has never recognized natural immunity or therapeutics. My feeling is, there's something in that vaccine that they want in the veins of every American that has nothing to do with the pandemic, the virus. There's something in that vaccine. I don't know if it's a controlling agent or something, but they want everybody to take it. And my prediction is this. Before this is over with, I believe that the unvaccinated, at some point, the government will take them by force and force them to take the vaccine.
Well, this is, do you remember just about 3 months ago, Joe Biden coming out and saying, we will never mandate it. I said, there you go. Remember, They will always do the opposite of what they say. So what you just heard him say is there's going to be a mandate because the communists always do the opposite of what they say. This comes right out of Marx's playbook. And so they're mandating it. Yeah, and you've got those little metal chips, they're nanoparticles in here. And those things are, I know this may sound strange, but they're activated by the 5G. And they can trace you no matter where you're at, okay? And they can affect you, virtually turn you on and off, and it changes your DNA altogether.
So if you don't believe that the government would force you to take it, let me tell you what happens in California if you get a DUI. If you don't agree to a blood draw, they will take you down to the station, they'll strap you in the chair, and they'll take your blood by force. So this is what the government is capable of doing, and I believe that they're going to force you and your kids and even your babies to take this vaccine before this is over with, and they'll do it by force if they have to strap you in a chair.
Pastor Ernie, can I add to this?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, a very good call, by the way. We have to look beyond the government to what now is out in the open, not hiding. It's the New World Order. When this first broke, the way I knew it was phony was Bill Gates said, everybody's got to be, he was excited. Everybody's got to be vaccinated. Maybe two vaccinations, maybe more. The whole world's got to be vaccinated. Fauci's saying, oh, this isn't going to be over till there's vaccinations. Once Gates got involved in it, he has destroyed so many lives through the world with false damaging vaccines, and the agenda of the New World Order is depopulation. So they're saying this isn't hidden some places, it's out in the open. They're talking about getting us down to 500 million, so they want to do away with approximately 8 billion people now. These are, as I said before, these are murdering psychopaths that are loose. They're very smart. They have all sorts of money. They've been working for decades and decades, getting people in positions. And then now they're big in getting, look at the fruit of what they've done with Soros, getting mayors and district attorneys in the cities. The cities burn. No one goes to jail. I mean, they are deep in this. And they intend, one way or another, starving us through these vaccines, war, getting us down to 500 million people. That's their agenda.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Jack. Who do we have next? All right. Well, now we've got Karen in San Diego. This is our Katie. Katie, you're in the air.
Hi, I'm here, Pastor Ernie, listening to your show. It's very interesting. I try not to miss it, and I try to listen most evenings. But I do agree with everything you're saying, and I'm a nurse, and I'm not taking the vaccine. You know, I live here under King Newsom, so, you know, right now they're allowing people to take tests, you know, a COVID test instead every 4 days. But pretty soon, they're going to make it mandatory, and I have a grown son, too, and we're both probably going to move to Texas or Florida to get out of here, and I'll never take the vaccine. I just heard that gentleman before me, and I agree with him, but hopefully we'll be gone and the rapture will happen. That's what I'm hoping, because I won't take it, you know.
Well, Katie, you know, I find out, first of all, you know, we have several nurses in our church, and all of them are the very same thing. They're saying the same thing. The one profession more than any other that refuses the poison are medical workers, doctors and nurses, okay? And why? Well, they've seen what's happening, and they know what's going on, and they're trying to get their message out. And that's why we're here, and this is why we've had, you know, we have so much trouble when we have these programs, because they always try to take us down. And they don't want this message up, because this is the Great Reset. This is a part of the depopulation program that they have on a worldwide basis. And so just remember who it was that warned you. And you folks out there, you know, when gas hits $8 a gallon, remember your neighbors that have Biden signs in the yard. Remember them and make sure you thank them, you know, for the $8 a gallon gas out there. And, we're having people, athletes, young athletes, especially in Europe, are dropping dead. A number of the Pilots Association airline workers have said enough is enough, not just the pilots and mechanics. They said, we'll be fired before we're going to take it. Now they're seeing, they're starting to awaken. And we tried to warn people. Going all the way back, listen, we played on January 10th of 2017. You remember, McTernan, January 10th, we played that clip of Fauci, and he was laughing, and he was talking to Bill and Melinda Gates and George Soros and the Clintons. They were all there, and that Brits woman, Georgetown University, and the whole group. And he was laughing. He was laughing when he said there's going to be a surprise pandemic. Do we have that clip? I think we have that clip there, Craig. If you find that clip, I'll tell you when. Maybe we can play it. But
Pastor Ernie, Fauci said the same thing about President Trump. He said there's going to be a viral pandemic during his presidency.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. This is the same thing. Well, here it is. Go ahead.
A challenge the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. And
yeah, you ought to have seen the look on his face when he was saying that. That was 10 days before Trump took office. And so... So we.
Go ahead. Surprise! He's announcing that it's a surprise.
Yeah.
It's pretty much planned. I mean, these people are very demonic, and I did want to make a very quick comment too about the HCQ. It's exactly what you were saying. They give it to people in late stages, so they already are in ICU, and they have what they call a multi-system failure. But the way to correct the arrhythmia from an overdose at a late stage of HCQ is, a surgeon was like that I used to work with, he said, it's so easy. You just put a little bit of lidocaine in their IV bottle, and as it drips in, the lidocaine flattens out the arrhythmia and sends it back into a normal heartbeat. So it's done. Voila. There's really no issue. It was completely fabricated by the Democrats and their hysteria to scare people. So, and as far as immunity goes, we never used to force people to get vaccines. They have been trying more and more over the states over the years with kids, with school vaccines. But it used to be that if you already had something, people would come in, they had the flu. We'd tell them, don't get the flu shot. You're over the flu. You have immunity. You don't need it. There never was this type of controversy, except I've noted that in the last 10 years in California, Jerry Brown took away the ability for parents to say no to children in public school with the MMR. And I'm not a vaccine advocate in any form. I know a lot of people want to bend over backwards, and it sickens me. Oh, I'm this good guy. I took the vaccine. I just want you to have a choice. Or I'm not against vaccines. You know what? I'm going to take a stand. I am against vaccines.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Because that's exactly the way it makes me sick to hear people say that, too. I'm
100%.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Pandering. I don't need to pander. You know, MMRs have given more children the measles, mumps, rubella. That's benign. You know, just like a benevolent fund, a benign tumor. It means harmless in Latin. And malignant is like cancerous, and that's bad. We used to call them benign childhood diseases. And your mom threw you in with kids down the street that had chickenpox or mumps or measles so that you would get it on summer vacation and not miss school. And you had it. You know how long your immunity lasts after you have a virus? Forever. As long as you have a spleen in your body, you're going to have your immunity to those viruses that you survived, whether it's measles, mumps, flu, or COVID. you're going to have that immunity until
I just had an MD tell me just 2 days ago that the immunity to the COVID only lasts for 9 months. But I have to move on, Katie, because the whole board's lit. God bless you. And have a blessed Thanksgiving. Let's go to Joe in Boston.
Hi, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can. Hey, Joe.
I didn't hear any beep when I got on the air. I'm the blind fellow that called a while ago, asked if you could send me some stuff. I'm the one that has no family, a broken home. And your girl was very busy. She told me to call back, so I'll call back in a few days. I'd love, maybe you can put some of those papers and some of those clips on a flash drive for me. But up here, they're trying to force people to take vaccines, and we had a police officer that took it and in Colorado, and he's now paralyzed. We had a woman up here who was in Lehi Clinic who they wouldn't give ivermectin. I wonder if you could help me get that. I can't do the website. I can't do the video and, put up your ID and all that. And they got her out of the hospital because they were trying to kill her in Lehi Clinic. I mean, I have medical problems. I may need treatment with my eye. But you don't treat a patient that way. They were starving this woman. And she was a photographer at one of our rallies. So I don't know. This is a horrible thing. We were forced to take vaccinations when we were children. But I wish we didn't. But I just wanted to mention those two things, and if you can help in any way, I'd appreciate it.
I had an elderly lady call me a while back, and they were from New York, and they came in. They said that she was telling about these people came in, and they were wearing some kind of uniform, she said. They came in, and her husband were both disabled, and they went in, and they took them both out, and gave them shots.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, I know. So
I'll call you someday, Pastor. Maybe you can do something. I really appreciate it.
We can give you the list of the frontline doctors out there can tell you. You can order hydroxychloroquine.
No, you have to. You have to put the video. You have to put your ID up and credit card. I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? They want my ID, and I don't have all that.
Well. I'm trying to figure out who can do it. And what state are you in?
I'm in Massachusetts, Lynn, Massachusetts.
Okay.
I'm alone. I have no family. They're all broken up.
Lynn, you're in Lynn, Massachusetts. Right.
L-Y-N-N, yes.
L-Y-N-N. Okay, now anyone out there listening in Lynn, Massachusetts that can help you out there, anyone listening that can help you out, give us a call, and we'll try to hook somebody up because what you need basically is someone that can go and pick it up for you.
Yeah,
and so,
me out too. And
okay,
can I,
so
can I give you my number or what?
No, not on the air. You can call the church here. Call the church. It's your name, very clearly a number, 440-338.
Yeah, I have the number. I'll say the man that called up on the radio.
Yeah. Give your name and number. Very clearly. Yeah, call tonight. Just leave it on the machine.
Okay. God bless. Pastor, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Okay, who's next there?
We got another Joe from Massachusetts.
Okay, we got another Massachusetts Joe. Joe, too.
Hi, Pastor Arnie.
Hey, Joe.
I would like to ask you, is the Antichrist living, and how old is he, and has the tribulation started yet?
No, the tribulation hasn't started. I don't know. The Antichrist, I would certainly say, I would believe is living today. I mean, that's my opinion. And no, what we're seeing is the birth pains, what the Bible calls the days just prior, very, very close to the time of the rapture of the church, which would be followed immediately by the tribulation period. But he tells you everything we're seeing, he gives you very clearly in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he shows you the way things would be, and it's only recently, in the recent years, have things gotten that way, not just here in this country, but in others. But also, we're seeing that he tells you very clearly that in Matthew chapter 24, in fact, he refers to as the evil day that we're living in. And let me just read it to you, 'cause very quickly. And John and John, if you guys want to add anything to this, very quickly, where he says, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name and say, I am the Christ, and deceive many. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. Be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdoms, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. We're seeing all of those right now. We're seeing all of those. We've been watching them here, and so that those are the days we're living in right now. It's called the evil day.
Yeah, and that Amen. Pestilence right there, Pastor Ernie, that's what we're talking about tonight, a pestilence.
I know. This is what we're talking about. The best. Not only that, but there's been, you haven't heard much about it, but there's been a whole rash of earthquakes around the world here. And there's more famine in the world now than there's ever been, but you don't hear about that because it's not newsworthy for the collective, for the fake news media. But I got to move on, but thanks for calling. Give me the next. Who's next?
Robert, North Carolina.
Robert, North Carolina, you're in the air.
Yes, sir, Pastor. I have a question and a quick comment. First, why are you so hard on Barack Hussein, Benito Middlehouse, Obama? And the second one is, when are these sheriffs going to step up and stop giving the list service and start deputizing people?
Well, that's, you know, some are actually doing that. But Barack Obama.
Fox, I haven't heard a thing on Fox. I believe Barack Obama's Antichrist. I believe that since came on the scene.
Well, he's got, as far as what I can see, he's got more of the...
He's got all the
The characteristics of the Antichrist, more than any other that I see that's alive today. But anyhow, thank you very much. We've got time for one fast phone call.
That's Nancy.
Nancy, you're in the air.
Pastor Ernie, hi.
Hi.
I'm Nancy Christie Jones. I sent you ransom. But I'm 80 years old, and in 1941 when I was born, I had a couple of vaccines then, and I have never, ever, ever since had another vaccine. And I'd like to know why I'm still alive, and I'm out in public all the time.
First of all, like I said, like the nurse that just called in a while ago, your body builds up an immunity. But I want you to bear in mind that what we're talking about, these are really not vaccines. These are not vaccines.
Ernie, and I wouldn't let them. I'd rather die.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We played the clip of the fellow that invented it. He invented it. MNRN, whatever. But anyhow, he said this is not a vaccine. This is a bioweapon. He said, I invented it. It's a bioweapon, okay?
Right.
And so... That's good enough for me. I'm not, you know, I won't take it either. And unbelievable that you've got people pushing it the way you do. It's unreal.
It's very, very sad.
I'm glad you're still alive, and I'm hoping you'll have a blessed Thanksgiving this coming Thanksgiving.
I think the reason I'm still alive is because I have to pray for everyone.
Yeah, well, keep us in prayer because they want me off the air in the very worst way.
I know they do. I hear it all the time. I hear them trying.
Yeah, you ought to be on this set. You ought to see some of the things I get in the mail and that. It's not nice, but that's all right. I know that way I know that I'm over the target. It's so
very good. Yes, God bless you. Oh, jeez. I don't know what we'd do without you. You got my poem, Ransom, right?
Yeah, I certainly did. That's very good. That's your, that was your father.
Dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Father.
Yep. I certainly did. It's a very good poem, and you can tell that he had some experience in war, huh?
Well, so. Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. And he was in the hospital, dying. I don't know if he knew he was dying at the time in the beginning. And he started writing about World War II. Because he would talk to the people that were coming in who were injured.
Well, You know what? I have to go because we are out of time, and we got just enough time. Thank you, and God bless. All righty. John McTernan and John Holman, if I come, if a fella comes to you and say, why should I believe in God, what would you tell him?
I would say that you need to believe in God because you do not want to wind up in the lake of fire. Absolutely do not want to go there.
Would you say, look, you're free to believe whatever you want, but I can tell you what's going to happen. God's got a 100% accurate record. Over 1,800 prophecies. God has never missed one. What he says will happen will happen. And so you might as well, you know, you can believe what you want, but here's what will happen. You're going to die, and you're going to go to heaven or hell, one of the places. It all depends upon whether or not you repent and call upon the name of the Lord. Would you tell him that?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, John.
Oh, that's all right. You're going, John. That's right.
Yeah. You guys got, we got about 1 minute left. So here's what you
got to
do.
All right, here's the deal, folks. What you've heard tonight is a lot of truth, and it's by warning. And ultimately, that warning and its truth is to get you on the path of righteousness. And the path of righteousness is by believing the truth. The Holy Bible is 100% accurate. No one can disprove one word in it. And so the Holy Bible says the only way that you can have eternal life is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So this is something to get excited about, that you're going to have eternal life if you repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and live according to the Bible and do those works that he has prepared for you before the foundation of earth. So please, please, in Jesus' name, accept that free gift.
This will happen. There is no chance that this won't happen. There is no chance at all. The time will come for all of you listening to me out there. The time will come when nothing that we talked about tonight, except for this invitation that we're giving, will matter to you. I'm telling you again, the time will come. This will happen. There's no chance that it won't. That nothing that we spoke about tonight, nothing in your life will matter to you except for your relationship with Christ. You're going to die for one, and you're either going to die saved if you've received Christ, if you've called upon the name of the Lord, if you've repented and received Christ as your Savior, or you're going to die in your sin, and it don't get any worse than that. It don't stay any worse than that. And so you've got that choice, and that choice is to repent, call upon the name of the Lord, and ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. God says you got to do it completely. You got to put him first, and that's exactly what he means. The Bible doesn't stutter. He doesn't. We're out of time for tonight, and fellas, like we say every week, this time, good night. God bless. Let's do it, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.